think we are making a new friend, COP. And the more you spend time with him and his family, the more that you're going to enjoy. I do have to admit, I think I got his son in trouble because their church back in Ghana was watching live stream when I was talking about the young ladies around here. So he's been getting some good-natured teasing from home. But can we welcome Pastor Dag Mills back?
Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for tonight. Thank you for guiding us. We ask you to touch our lives today by your Holy Spirit. Father, we welcome you. We welcome your healing power. We welcome your healing angels. Thank you for your great blessing today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you. I want to thank our pastor for inviting me. It's a great honor for us to be here with you in Manila. This is my first time in the Philippines. And Philippines is a wonderful country. Very nice people, like Ghanaians. And we are blessed and we feel very much at home here. Tonight I want to share with you a short message on my topic is Jesus will do something good for you. Amen. Acts 10:38. Jesus will do something good for you. Acts 10:38. How many expect your miracle tonight? Amen. And tomorrow as well. We are going to be praying for the sick every service. So every meeting we have is a miracle meeting. Amen. Amen. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Amen. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Amen. Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Amen. Now, whenever you meet up with Jesus, you should expect something good and you should expect healing. Amen. Because the Bible says how God anointed Jesus. Jesus was the Son of God, is the Son of God. Jesus took upon himself the form of a man, all right? And he laid aside his majesty, his glory, and he came to this earth and ministered for just 3 years. And then after that, he was crucified, okay? So, Jesus Christ also needed to be anointed because he had become a man, and a man cannot do much. None of us can do much except we are anointed, or except the anointing of the Holy Spirit is working. The reason for miracles is the anointing. Nobody can really heal anyone. I cannot heal anyone. And I don't know any pastor who can really heal anyone. It's the anointing of the Holy Spirit that heals. It's God who heals. If I could heal, I would go to your biggest hospital and heal everybody there and discharge everyone from the hospital. If I could. If I could, if I had such power available at my fingertips, that is what I would do. I would go to the hospital right now, because I know where there's the sick, the people who are dying, I know where they are. I know the departments in the hospital where I'll find them. And I would heal everybody in Manila. I'm sure even your president will call for me to come to heal anybody in the palace who needs healing. But we don't have such power. We can try to look like we have such power. The power is in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So the Bible says how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power. Okay? So when he was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power, he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed. So until he was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power, he couldn't do anything. That is why for 30 years, we never heard of Jesus as a healer. He was a carpenter. Jesus was making wardrobes. Jesus was making furniture. You could buy your chairs from Jesus. For 30 years, I'm sure he started his apprenticeship when he was 15. So for 15 years, Jesus was making doors. When you build your house, he makes the doors. He puts on the roof. Jesus was roofing houses. You find Jesus on top of people's houses, nailing the roofing sheets. Jesus was making coffins. Hey! No one knew him as a healer. Until the day when John the Baptist was baptizing people, and then Jesus went for the baptism and he went into the water. He was baptized, and when he came out of the water, the dove, the Holy Ghost came on Jesus, and then the voice came from heaven and said, "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased." And John had been told, the one you see the Holy Spirit coming on, that is the one, that is the anointed one. And the Holy Spirit whispered into the heart of Jesus, "I am here now." And now the miracles are going to start. Hallelujah. And suddenly the carpenter, who had no power to heal anyone for 30 years, are you listening to me? Was now transformed from a maker of coffins, a repairer of your broken chairs, into a fantastic miracle worker. And everywhere he went, he was doing good. Why was he doing good? And why was he healing? He was doing good and he was healing because the anointing of the Holy Spirit had come upon him. And that's why the Bible says how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed. Every department. Gynecological department, women's diseases were healed. Pediatric department, children's diseases were healed. Psychiatry department, mental diseases were healed. Orthopedic department, bones and paralyzed people were healed. Dermatology department, skin diseases like leprosy were healed. Connective tissue disorders were healed with the man with the dropped hand. Neurological diseases were healed. All kinds of conditions, including raising of the dead. So wherever Jesus was, you could expect something good. Are you expecting something good tonight? Now, is Jesus here tonight? He is. He's alive. He's here. Jesus is here today, tonight. And he's here to heal you, to touch you, to change you. Amen. In many countries that I have been, I tell you, I've preached in countries where Christianity is 1% or less than 1%. Christianity is less than 1%. Other religions are the main religion. I can show you pictures. So when I talk about Jesus, they also have a prophet who is great to them. So they say, you have your prophet Jesus, we also have our prophet. When I talk about the Bible, they say, we also have a book. So when I stand there, I have almost nothing to say except to tell them that Jesus is alive and that he's going to heal them tonight. And the many, many miracles that take place, you see thousands of people who belong to another religion would lift up their hand and receive Jesus Christ as their savior because they can see that he is alive. Because before I pray for you, I must inform you that I cannot heal, because if I could, I would go to the hospital to discharge everybody. But now, since I cannot heal, then who is healing the people? Jesus is healing, and he's here tonight to heal you. Hallelujah. Now, tonight I just want to share with you shortly about two great miracles that Jesus is going to do in your life. Amen. Number one is the miracle of salvation. Miracle of salvation. Only two things I'm sharing tonight. Not three, two. The miracle of salvation. All right? Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3. That's the greatest miracle you can ever have. The Bible says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? So great is our salvation. Salvation is great. Amen. Salvation is great. It's a miracle for you and I to be saved. Amen. And why is salvation such a great deal? Why is salvation such a great miracle? Sometimes, you know, one time I was listening to a pastor preaching and he said, salvation is a great miracle. And I was thinking to myself, maybe he's saying salvation is a great miracle because maybe he doesn't have anything to say. Or maybe he wants to just, you know, let the people feel that the spiritual work, which you can't see, is what is great. But as I thought about it, I realized that salvation is truly the great miracle. Because it is a great thing for you to be forgiven. It's a great miracle. Hey! Many of us are terrible sinners who have been washed by the blood. Now, one day a man, I know, a brother, he went out and he left his wife at home. And when he came back home, what happened was that his wife was not expecting him to come back. Are you listening? Are you listening to this story? All my stories are true stories, and unless I tell you it's not a true story. All my stories are true stories. When he came back home, his wife was not expecting him to come back. And when he came back, he found another man in the house having sex with his wife. Hey! Do you have such things in the Philippines? Hey! I thought it does not happen here. Anyway, so when he caught his wife, you know, then I was told about what had happened. That he had come home and actually found this is what was happening. So I was waiting to hear what was going to happen about this big divorce. He was going to drive his wife out. I don't want to have anything to do. But no, to my surprise and to everybody's surprise, he said, you know, I forgive you. His wife was expecting him to drive him. I said, no, come. I forgive you. I like you still. I like you. Hey, is that a miracle or is not a miracle? That's a miracle. So do you see that it's a big miracle to be forgiven? Ah! You see, when Jesus sees you doing all your bad things, and he says to you, come, I still like you, come. Huh? That's a big miracle. And that was the day I realized that for somebody to forgive you for very, very bad things and say, I still like you and I want you to come to me, is the greatest miracle. In fact, that's one of the greatest miracles I could ever imagine, because I thought this guy would drive his wife out of the house because he caught her red-handed. You understand when I say red-handed? In the very act. Hey! Some people would have taken a gun and shot the other guy. Some people would have taken a knife. I know one guy, he caught his wife doing that. He drove the two of them naked outside his house. Two of them out. Hey! Naked like a banana. Wow. So to be forgiven is a very great miracle. And so when I look at myself, somebody like me and somebody like you, and Jesus is saying to you, come, come, I still like you. I want you to be with me. I'm not looking at what you did. It's okay. Don't worry. Come. That is the greatest miracle. Why don't you give a clap offering for Jesus for showing us this great love. Hallelujah. Wow. I love you, Jesus. Amen. Now, this another reason why salvation is a great miracle is because it is a great thing for your sins to be wiped away. Like people who are in prison, right? I mean, if you killed somebody or you stole something and you were caught on video stealing or killing and you've been put in prison for committing this crime and this crime, if the sin, I mean, it's on record and it cannot be removed. Even when you come out of prison, the records are there that you are a murderer and you've been pardoned. But the record is there. But God so loved the world, he gave his son, hallelujah, his son came to this world, shed his blood. What can wash away our sins? What can wipe away the sins and the records of your sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus has power to wash away every sin and the records of your sins. Hey! One day my mother showed me a shirt of my father. You know, and there were some stains on it. And she asked me, do you know what these stains are? And I said, no. She said, this stain is from coconut water. Do you have coconut here? Yeah, we have coconut too. She said, your daddy likes drinking coconut water like this. And when the coconut water goes on a white shirt, it stains it. And that stain cannot be removed by normal soap. Did you know that? Yeah. So that stain is like your sin. Omo cannot wash it. What kind of soap do you have here? What are the soaps you have? What soaps do you have in? Huh? Thai. Tidy. Thai. Tide. High tide. Tide. Okay, Tide. What other soap do you have? Tide cannot wash away your sins. If you've sinned, you've lied, you've stolen, it's there, it's in your soul. Every time you lie, red spots come on your soul. Every time you steal, blue spots come. Every time you commit fornication, pink spots come. Hey! Every time you kill somebody, black spots come. Every time you are jealous, green spots come. And what can wash away these sins? What can wipe it away? It's like the coconut stains. What can wash it? Tide cannot. What other soap do you have? Tide cannot wash it. Surf cannot wash it. Third type of soap. Champion soap cannot wash it. What other soap do you have? Ariel cannot wash it. Hey! So what can wash away your sins? The blood of Jesus can wash it away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Tide cannot wash it. Self cannot wash it. Champion cannot wash it. But the blood of Jesus can wash away the record of your sins. That's a great miracle. It's a miracle. It's a miracle that all the things you've done can be washed away by the blood of Jesus. Wow. Another fantastic reason why it's a great miracle for us to be saved is because, hey, it's a great miracle for you to go to certain places. I mean, as most of us here who are alive are never going to go to certain places in this world. Amen. Many of us are never going to go to the White House. Do you think you'll ever go to the White House to be in the White House? Not likely. Most of us are never going to go to number 10 Downing Street, the Prime Minister of England's house. You're never really going. I mean, it's not likely that in my lifetime I will walk through the door of number 10 Downing Street. It's not likely. It's a great place. It's the home and the office of the Prime Minister of England. Most of us are not going to go to many great places. But I know a place that is even greater than the palace. That is heaven. Wow. And it's a great miracle that somebody like you is going to go to a greater place than the White House in America. Amen. Yes, that's heaven. And most of us will never meet certain important people. Tell the truth. How many of you think you will ever meet President Obama? Like you and Obama will be sitting together, chatting. Or even the president of your own country. You see him on television and you wave, hello. But to sit with him, to talk to him, not likely. But I know one great person you are going to see one day. His name is Jesus. Amen. One day you are going to see Jesus face to face. And Jesus is going to say to you, well done, good and faithful servant. Come into your house. Come into your rest. Come in, my son, my daughter, come in. What a miracle. Wow. A great miracle. So salvation is a great miracle, which is unfortunate that many of us pastors are rather preaching about how to get money and how to have things and how to have a $12,000 dog or a $40 million house than preaching about this great and fantastic blessing called salvation. Hey! Amen. What a blessing it is for Jesus to love you. Somebody like you. You know, look at all the problems you have. It's a miracle that Jesus would love somebody like you and somebody like me. When people have problems, nobody wants them to come near. When they are rich, everybody says, come to me. Come, hey, I want to be your friend because you are now Mr. Rich Man in Manila. But when you don't have money, when you are poor, most people don't want to be your friend. They don't even know your name, even though you are their neighbor. But Jesus, in spite of your problems, he says, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, have a lot of problems, come to me. I like you. I like you with your problems. Yes. And that is a miracle. People who are cripples. How many people marry cripples? When someone is in a wheelchair, she can't walk. How many people come to you and say, I love you? When there's a problem with you. And many of us are cripples in the spirit. How many of us have someone come to you and love you? Hey! That's almost unheard of. One day I watched a program. I couldn't believe my eyes. There was this lady. She fell into a swimming pool and hit her head at the bottom of the pool, and she was paralyzed from her neck down. She couldn't move her arms. She couldn't move her legs. From the time she was a certain age, And one day, this an American girl. And one day, a Chinese man came along and said, I like you. I see girls who are walking, I don't like them. I see other Chinese girls, I don't like. The only person I want is you who is in the wheelchair. I like you. Hey! A girl who cannot even lift her arm or lift a leg. And I thought he was joking, but he was serious. And he said, I want to marry you. The girl could not believe it. Most of us cannot believe the great love. Bible says God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, like whilst we had problems, Christ died for us. He's showing us his real love. Like while we have problems, God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, or while we were far from him, while we had a lot of problems, Christ died for us and said, I like you. Tonight Jesus is saying, I love you. Tonight Jesus is saying, I like you. You may be a drug addict. You may be a sinner. You may be doing all kinds of things. But Jesus is saying, I like you. I want you. God commends his love towards us in that whilst you have problems, Christ likes you with your problems. This is real love, and it's a miracle. And that guy married the Chinese girl. The Chinese guy married the lady. Hey! Took her in a wheelchair on her wedding day into his room. Hey! And later he described, he said, look, it was a very strange experience to marry somebody who cannot move. She cannot do anything for herself. That's the bridegroom. And he married her. And one day I watched another film about them and I saw she was pregnant. Hey! I said, how did this one also happen? The love is very great. And she had a child. She could never lift her hand, but she had a child. This is great love. And it's a miracle. I mean, we all know it's a miracle. Is it not a miracle? And that is a great miracle. That's the miracle that God has shown to you today, to love a Filipino like you, to love a Ghanaian African like me. Wow. In my country, they call me half caste. In Kenya, they call me 0.5. I don't belong to the black. I don't belong to the white. Because my mother is white. My father is from Ghana. So I don't belong anywhere. Yeah. When I go to England, they say I'm a black man. When I go to Ghana, they say I'm a white man. So I belong in the sea. In the ocean. Hey. And for God to love somebody like me. And to choose me. And to call me to preach. Wow. Clap for Jesus. He has done something wonderful for all of us. That is a great miracle. That is a great miracle. So Jesus, anytime you see Jesus, you can expect something good. God anointed Jesus who went about doing good. And the greatest good he has done for the whole world is to forgive us, to love us, to receive us, to wipe away our sins, to take us to heaven, to meet Jesus, the Son of the living God, to meet the Father. This is the great, 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 great miracle. There is no greater miracle than this miracle. It's the miracle of salvation. And I want us always to remember, those of us who are pastors, to remember that salvation is the great miracle. There is nothing that supersedes it. There's nothing more important than the salvation that God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. This is the great miracle. Everlasting life through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Now Jesus also did other miracles. He did healing miracles. And each of his miracles is fantastic in its analysis. When you analyze it, you just come to the conclusion that, wow, this is amazing. One of the miracles that he did, which I marvel at all the time, is the miracle when he healed the madman of Gadara. And so tonight, I want you to also expect a miracle in your body. Amen. In your body and in your mind. And anybody here tonight who is afflicted by devils, God's power is coming to you like a power bolt. And God is touching you tonight and setting you free from demonic power. Hallelujah. Now the madman of Gadara, the Bible says he came to the other side of the sea and he was met out of the tombs with a man who had an unclean spirit. And this man, no man could bind him, not with chains. Because he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder. Hallelujah. And no man could tame him. Always night and day, he was in the mountains, in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus, he ran and worshipped him and cried with a loud voice and said, "What do I have to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee that by God that thou torment me not." Because Jesus had said to him, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." And he asked him, "What is thy name?" And he answered, "My name is Legion, for we are many." There are many evil spirits in one man. Hey! And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. And there was nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, "Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them." And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. And there were about 2,000 pigs and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what was done. And they came to Jesus and saw him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Hallelujah. This madman had 6,000. He had a legion of devils. You see, how many demons can be in one person? You ask yourself, how many demons will fit at the tip of your finger? 6,000 demons were fitted into one man. Hey! Can you imagine the kind of demonic power? That is why when a person has a problem, he usually has many problems. People don't have one problem. When you have a problem, you see that it's also financial, social, family, health, political, every kind. It's like many things. Demons move in gangs. They don't move in single units, or they don't move as soloists. They move in teams. Tonight you are free from every demonic power in Jesus' name. And these demons had made this madman dwell and live in a cemetery, isolated. Do not allow the devil to isolate you. If there is a devil in you, he will want to isolate you. Yeah. So those of you who stay away from church, going to stay in the cemetery, who lives in the cemetery? Who can you talk to in the cemetery? Why should you stay away from church? Why should you stay away from your church family? But the devil made the man move from his house to go up into the mountain where the dead are buried and stay among the dead and the silent and have no company. It is Satan who wants to isolate you, take you out and keep you alone and speak to you in the dark places. From today, every demonic, and listen, as you hear what I'm preaching, it's setting you free from the devil. Because the devil will try to do that to you over and over again. Take you out of a fellowship. That's why God even the devil tries to isolate pastors. So pastors are all alone. They have no friends. Many pastors have no friends. Many pastors have got, Satan wants us to always be alone. But we need to be in a fellowship and we need to have fellowship. So from today, anybody here who is hiding and running away to be all on your own. Remember, it is the devil who is doing that. God wants us to come together. And the devil wants to scatter us. And then the Bible says nobody could control him. Nobody could bind him. You want to ask yourself today, are you uncontrollable? Any uncontrollable person many times have evil spirits. No one, Bible says, none could bind him. No, not with chains. Like nobody could control him. Watch out for uncontrollable people. People, nobody can advise you. Nobody can talk to you. Nobody can make you sit down. Nobody can make you do what is right. No one can talk to you. All these are demonic afflictions and demonic influence that make people uncontrollable. And he had superhuman power. When they tied him with chains, he just picked it up. Just psh, psh. Anytime your flesh is charged with superhuman power, you see that many times it's demonic. When you look at pornography, some of the things that people do in pornography, you can see the demonic power, like it's unusual power. They have unusual power to do unusual human things. And these things are inspired by evil spirit. 6,000 demons were in this man, making him do things which a normal person could not do. Yeah. A normal person could not pick chains off like this, take it off. He was charged. His body was supercharged. Able to have sex with so many people, so many men, in so many ways, in doing unusual things. All these are demonic powers. And tonight, Jesus is going to heal you from all those demonic powers. Hey! No one could bind him, no, not with chains. Yeah. Those of you who get yourself into superhuman behavior, watch out. There are evil spirits at work trying to take you on. Are you still around or you're going home? You become very quiet. And then, when you see a demonic power at work, the Bible says he was crying and cutting himself with stones. So like, he was destroying himself and crying. He would cry, ah! Then he would cut himself. When you take drugs, you destroy yourself and you cry. Then you take it again to destroy yourself. Then you cry and then you take something and destroy yourself and you cry. Smoking kills 1/3 of everybody who smokes. I saw on CNN yesterday, 1/3 of Chinese men are going to be killed by cigarettes. 1/3 of all Chinese men will die from cigarettes on CNN yesterday. 1/3. So something that kills you, you take it. You do it. It destroys you. Then you continue to do it. You fight. You kill. You steal. You do the things that destroy you and you continue because there is a power charge that is making you do these things. This is all the signs of the presence of evil spirits. And the Bible says when this man saw Jesus and the man made him take off his clothes, Satan said, take off your clothes, disgrace yourself. Disgrace yourself. Do what disgraces you. Embarrass yourself. Tonight, every disgraced spirit and shameful spirit is broken in your life in the name of Jesus. Yes. The power of God is here. I said the power of God is here. And when the devil saw Jesus, listen, they recognized him because the spirits have been here. You see, they were here before you were born. They were here. Jesus, God created everything. They knew Jesus. They saw him. They said, wow, this is the Son of God. They recognized him. And they said, don't send us out of this country. Because every country has its particular demons. They didn't want to go to the next country. Because every country has its demons. And if you travel like I do, you can see the different demons in different countries. Philippines have its own demons. Korea, I'm on my way to Korea. Korea has its own demons. Indonesia has its own demons. Ghana has its demons. America has demons. One time I was talking to a pastor who was divorcing his wife. He was leaving his wife. But he had gone to live in America for some time. And I asked him, if you had not gone to America, do you think you would have divorced? He said, I don't think it would have ever happened if I had not gone to America. Because when I went to America then, because in America it's easy to divorce. A lot of people, you can go to a church and have a big billboard with a pastor and his wife. And that's the pastor's third wife. And they are posing for pictures. It's the third wife. It's nothing. It's normal. But in some places, it's unusual. In some places, it's easy. Because that spirit is there. And it's working. Oh, yeah. Homosexuality. You see, it's a spirit. The people do it and they cry. I have people that say, I want to stop. I don't like it that I'm drawn to a man. I'm a man and the person who attracts me is another man. I don't understand. I don't like it. It's superhuman. It's beyond human. And it's destroying. But that's what's happening because it's the presence of evil spirits. But when the man saw Jesus, he ran to him and worshipped. He ran and worshipped. He didn't cry. He ran and worshipped. You see, people who have evil spirits also come to church. The man was full of the evil spirits and he ran for worship. Maybe he was even in the worship. Don't say I said you. I didn't mention your name. Just pointing. Yes. He was a worshiper. He actually ran and worshipped. Full of evil spirits. The evil spirits were in him. And he ran for worship. So people who worship also have demons. Yes. That's why some of us behave like angels in church. Worshiping. Oh, Jesus. But nobody can live with you. Hey. Because at home, it's not easy. It's like a living evil to stay with you. It is a painful experience to live with you. But you may be a strong worshiper, an usher, or a powerful known person. But there are evil spirits at work in your life. And so the man ran to Jesus. And Jesus said, come out! And the demons wouldn't come out. So he asked the demon, what is your name? That is why people always lie about their problems. Because once you mention the name of your problem, it's going to come out. You see, I'll show you something. Look, everybody watch me. Everybody watch me. Look, I'm going to try to show you how to cast out the devil, okay? You watch. Come out! Come out! You see nobody's moving? Come out of these people! What's your name, sir? Tony. What is thy name? What is your name?
Tony.
Tony, come out, come. Tony, come. Tony, come. Aha, uh-huh. You see, it has worked. Come, come, Tony, come. You see, I've cast him out of the congregation. Because I mentioned his name. But before I mention his name, nobody responds. That is why when you are casting out, you need to know the name of the problem. And the name of the spirit. That's why when somebody says, what problem you have? So, it wasn't so accurate. Tell the truth. Say, I'm a liar. And a lying demon will come out of you. If you have fornication, say, I am a premarital, it will come out. Mention the name, I'm a homosexual, it will come out. So, I have certain mixture problems. What is a mixture problem? What do you understand by mixture? What do you mean by I've got a mixture problem? You've got a mixture of what? Boys and girls. No. Say the name of what it is. You see, when I said, come out, come out, come out, oh, nobody here powerful. Let us assume that you are all powerful demons. You are not. But let's say you are all powerful demons. Not even one responded till I called. I said, Johnny, come out. Wow, look at my power. Look at my power. You see now. That is why when you go home, you can read. Thank you, Tony. When you go home, you can read the Bible. You see, the demons will not come out until Jesus said, what is thy name? What is thy name? And that's why sometimes when I'm praying, I try to mention what is the problem. Jesus will set you free. Hallelujah. And the power of that thing will be broken when you say, I have this problem. This is the name of this problem that I have. Don't be vague, especially when you are talking to God. And God will deliver you from your enemies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so the devil came out and went into the pigs. Hey! That's why some people don't eat pork. Some people don't eat pork because the demons went into the pigs. One day I was at a service and there was a young man who went completely mad. And they called me to pray for this guy. And then I held hands with him and we started praying. And suddenly the demons in the boy started shouting, I'll come out, I'll come out, I'll come out. So I said, what is your name? I remembered what Jesus said. I said, what is your name? He mentioned his name. I said, when did you come here? He said, I came out this time. Then I said, where are you going? Where are you going when you come out? Then he pointed to one of the brothers who was standing with us. You see, that guy was a weak Christian. He wasn't into prayer. He didn't come to church much. He was not a serious Christian. So the demons, I was surprised. The demon pointed and said, I'm going into this guy here. Hey! That is why you must be strong and a good Christian. Because the demons, when they are coming out, they know, this way, this way, this way, this way, this way. And they see. So I told the demon, you cannot go into this guy, but you are coming out. Then I said, where are you going now? And he said, I'm going into some chickens outside the hall. And it's true, there were chickens outside. So I said, come out in the name of Jesus. Instantly, instantly, instantly. This boy who was completely mad instantly became normal. And he pulled my hand. He said, where am I? What is happening here? Where am I? The demons went out straight into the chickens. So now you don't eat chicken also, right? Because the demon went into chickens. So chicken and pork, don't forget, huh? Hey. The Bible says it is sanctified by prayer. Hallelujah. Whether it's pork or chicken, you can eat it in the name of Jesus. Every demon will go out of it. Hallelujah. But when the evil spirits went into the pigs, 2,000, the pigs took a radical decision and said, we will rather die than have these demons in us. The demons said, well, we would prefer to die than to have all these evil spirits in us. And they ran into the water and they were all drowned. Tonight, you must decide, I am not going to have any evil power working in my life from today. How many agree that you are not going to allow any demons to work in your life? Any uncontrollable thing, any super flesh, superhuman desires and abilities. Self-destructing things. They are all demonic powers that are working. And Jesus is here to heal you. Listen, Jesus' healing is supernatural. Up till today, mental disease is very difficult to cure. But Jesus spoke in one word and the man was normal. And when the people in the town came and saw the man sitting and clothed and in his right mind, they marveled and they were afraid. Tonight, God is going to touch your mind. Your mind is going to work right. Your mind must work right. Spirit of depression is broken in Jesus' name. Crying in your bed is broken in Jesus' name. Anxiety, confusion, is broken in Jesus' name. Weeping and weeping and weeping. Inability to eat. Sadness. Madness is broken in the name of Jesus. Every incurable problem, the power of Jesus is here tonight to touch you and set you free. Give the Lord a mighty clap and a shout offering. Hallelujah. Jesus is a healing Jesus. I said Jesus is a healing Jesus. And as we come into the presence of God, always expect the power of God to be upon you. And your life will never be the same again. Amen. I remember one town we went to preach in. There was a man like that, naked. He was healed. For the first time he noticed he was naked. For the first time he noticed. And he said, I want clothes. I want to bath. He was bathed. He was clothed. And he was brought to the crusade the next night. Normal. The power of God. I've seen that twice. Power of God is real. For me, I tell you, don't ever despise prayer. Always believe in prayer. Whatever problem you have, believe. When hands are laid on you, believe when a prayer is made. Believe that God's power can touch you and God's power will touch you and God's power will change your life. Believe it. Always believe it. Always believe it. Always believe that there is something powerful when a prayer is made for you. I want to just tell you one thing, you know, just before I end. One day I was having a miracle service like this. There was a lady. I just said, anybody who wants me to pray for you, come. Only 8 people came. I was surprised. A lot of people. I thought many people would come, but just 8 people came. And there was a lady who came along. And I just laid hands on them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. One of the ladies said, I felt such power. Such love. Not power. Love. So she thought to herself, oh, my bishop is full of love. Well, anyway. Another lady was sitting somewhere and her eyes opened and suddenly this lady saw Jesus standing behind me. And as I started to lay hands, Jesus moved into me. So she couldn't see me anymore. It was Jesus. So now it was Jesus who was actually laying hands on the 8 people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's why she felt so much love, because it was actually the Lord who was touching her when hands were laid on her. This lady had cancer. She went to the best doctors in England. And the doctors told her, there are only 2 people left alive with your sickness. You are dead. I challenged the diagnosis even as a doctor. They reconfirmed. They said, you have this. You are out. This is more than 15 years ago. She's alive. She's working. She's supporting the ministry. She's there. She's always there. She didn't die. The disease did not progress. Everything ended. One touch from Jesus. The doctors in England were proved wrong. Diagnosed, confirmed, pathology. If you're a doctor, you understand what I mean. Pathology, diagnose everything. They said, you are finished. Wow. Tonight, Jesus is here to heal. So I want us to pray. And we are praying today. We are praying tomorrow. We are praying every service. And we are praying, Lord, touch our lives. Heal us like you healed the madman of Gadara. No more living in a cemetery. No more living alone. No more crying. No more hurting yourself. No more pain. No more sorrow. Jesus is a healing Jesus. I said, Jesus is a healing Jesus. And he's healing you tonight. Hallelujah. Stand up, everyone. Before we pray for the sick, I want to give you a very important announcement and opportunity. Amen. And this opportunity, I want you to close your eyes for one moment. If you are here tonight, you are not born again. This is the chance for the greatest miracle. God wants to forgive you and wipe away every sin from your life. Tonight is your night of salvation. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you are here today, maybe you don't even know whether if you die today or tomorrow, you don't know whether you would go to hell or heaven. But you want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to God. I want Jesus to come into my heart and Jesus to save me and change me. Maybe you've been coming to church, but you are not born again. You don't know Jesus as your savior. Maybe you came just because you want to be healed. But the greatest miracle is to be saved. And tonight, if you are here, you want me to pray with you, you want to give your life to God. You want to say, Jesus, come into my heart. Please wash away my sins. Make me a new person. Help me, God. I want to know you. I want to serve you. If you are here like that, wherever you are, you want to give your life to God. You want to give your life to Jesus. Then lift up your right hand wherever you are standing and I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. Just lift it up high. Just your right hand. God bless you. God bless you. I see your hands everywhere. I want to give my life to God. Maybe you were coming to church, but you don't know Jesus personally. That's the miracle. That's the big one. That's the one to be forgiven. I need Jesus. I need God. Lift your right hand up if you are here like that. I've been coming, but I want Jesus to be my personal savior. And I want all my sins to be washed away by the blood of Jesus. Then your right hand should go up, 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 up. God bless you. I see all your hands. Now, if you've lifted your hand, please come to me in the front. Come to the front and I'm going to pray with you here. Come with your hand up like this. Just come all the way right here. God bless you. I want Jesus. I want God. I don't want to go to hell. I want my sins to be washed away.
Give him your life.
Come to God. Come to Jesus. I want to give my life to him. I don't want to go to hell. Come on, my friend. Come on, my brother. Come unto Jesus. Come on.
Come to Jesus.
Lift your hand up in front here. I want Jesus. I don't want to go to hell. I want my sins to be washed away by the blood of Jesus.
Come unto Jesus. Let him have his way.
Now lift your two hands like this. All those in front here. And everybody else in the congregation, also lift your hands. And let us pray together. Say, Jesus.
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 Thank you for tonight.
Thank you for tonight.
I come to you.
I come to you.
Just as I am.
Just as I am.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
For all my sins.
For all my sins.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
I know I am a sinner.
I know I am a sinner.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive.
Please have mercy on me.
Please have mercy on me.
Wash me, Lord.
Wash me, Lord.
With your blood.
With your blood.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Say tonight.
Tonight.
I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
As my Savior.
As my Savior.
And my Master.
And my Lord.
And my Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come into my heart.
Save me.
Change me.
Change.
Say, Lord, change me.
Lord, change me.
Lord, change me.
Lord,
make me a new person.
Make me a new person.
From tonight.
From tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For saving me
today.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
Say it after me. Please write my name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
From tonight.
From tonight.
I belong to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
I will serve Jesus.
I will serve Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For saving me today.
For saving me today.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now say after me. Satan.
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 Listen carefully.
Listen carefully.
From tonight,
I will not serve you again.
Satan,
Satan,
I will not follow you anymore.
I
belong to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
And I will serve Jesus Christ.
And I will serve Jesus Christ.
Lift your two hands. Say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say, I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For saving me today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just pray and thank God for saving you today. Just thank God yourself. Thank God for the miracle of salvation, the wonderful miracle of being washed with the blood of Jesus. Thank God today is a turning point in your life. Thank God. Just pray yourself and thank the Lord. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise for wonderful things you are doing in the lives of these people tonight. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now listen, when we close, I want everybody to come to the river room. Is that the right thing I'm saying? All of you here, don't forget, we're going to close in a few minutes, but I need you to come to the river room for a very special meeting and announcement. Are you serious about coming to Jesus tonight? Are you very serious? Very good. So I want to see you in the river room as soon as we close. When we close, everybody should come to the river room. It's a very important meeting, very short. It's going to be a blessing to your life. Amen. It's time for miracles now. So go back to your seat and I'm going to pray with everybody for healing. And God is going to do many wonderful miracles now. Amen. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord your healer. I said my word.
I said my word.
And I heal your disease.
I am the Lord, your healer.
Lift your hand, you are the Lord.
You are the Lord.
You are the Lord. Father, I thank you for so many wonderful miracles you are doing tonight. You are the miracle healing Jesus. Thank you that your healing angels are here. The angels that stir the waters and cause miracles to take place. Your power, the power of the Holy Ghost that touches every life, heals every breast. Breast cancer is being healed tonight. Breast lumps are being healed tonight. Receive it. Somebody's eyes are being healed. Receive the power of the Holy Ghost. Arthritis is being healed. Another eye is being healed. God's power is flowing in this place. Receive the power. Receive the grace. Terminal diseases are being healed tonight. Uncontrollable diseases, uncontrollable things in your life are being healed. Receive it now. Receive it now. He's the Lord that healeth us today. Thank you, Lord, for your power. In the name of Jesus.
You are the Lord.
You are the Lord.
Let me.
Thank you, Lord, for your power.
You are the Lord.
My God, thank you.
My healer.
Jesus, thank you for your miracle power.
You sent your word.
Exodus, he said, I will bless you. And tonight God is blessing you. He said, I will take away sickness from the midst of you. He said, I will bless your bread. I will bless your water. And I will take away from the midst of you every sickness and every disease. Tonight, God's power is here to bless your bread, to bless your water. And to take away every power of darkness and every sickness and every dark thing in your life. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now I want you to put your hand wherever, whatever problem you have. If it's your head, your mind. If you are depressed and you're always suffering from depression, put your hand right on your head. Any curse, any sickness, any pain. Put your hand there right now. Something is happening. Pain is disappearing. Receive it now. Receive it now. Miracles are taking place. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing right now, right here in this cathedral of praise. Thank you that we are here to praise you. We are here to thank you for great things you have done and you are doing. Thank you. Healing in the abdomen is taking place. Healing in the eyes are taking place. Arthritis is being healed. Eye conditions are being healed. Cancers are being healed. Barrenness Hey, Shema Kabasandola Makaya Barambara Sumbala. Every barrenness is taken away in the name of Jesus. Every affliction, sentencing of death, we cancel it in the name of Jesus. You shall live and not die by the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, we thank you. Heart diseases, heart attacks, hypertension, diabetes, cancers, all kinds of ailments and pains and all kinds of strange diseases. We curse them right now. The power of the Holy Ghost. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it now. Father, thank you. At the back, in the front, wherever you are, something is happening. Miracles are taking place. Oh yes. Oh yes. Lift your hand right now and just thank God, everyone. Just lift your hand and thank Him. Oh, wonderful miracles have taken place. Yes, yes, yes. You are the Lord, my healer. You are the Lord.
You are the Lord.
You are the Lord.
That healeth me.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for healing. Every mental disease, schizophrenia, madness is healed tonight. We give you thanks. Right now, check yourself. Whatever problem you had, if you could not see, open your eyes right now. Power of God is here. You could not hear, check your ear right now. Pain in the ear is healed tonight. Could not hear, but you can hear. Pain in the breast, cancer, lumps. Check yourself right now. Miracles are happening right now. Father, we thank you. Whatever pain you had, begin to move your leg. You could not walk. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Every head bowed, every eye closed for just a moment. If you are here tonight and God's power has touched you, you can sense that something has happened. You can sense that God has done something in your life. God has touched you. God has healed you. Check yourself right now. And right now, if you are here and God has touched you, God has healed you. Not that you are expecting it to happen in the future, but right now as you stand here, you can sense and you can see that something has happened. I couldn't walk, but I can walk. I couldn't see, but I can see. I had a pain, but the pain is gone. Right now, practically, you can see that something has happened. If God has touched you tonight, wherever you are, if God has healed you, something has happened. You can sense that God has done something. Just lift up your right hand, wherever you are. If God has touched you, God bless you. Just lift up your right hand. God has healed you. Something has happened. God bless you. God bless you. I see all your hands. So many, many hands all over this place. God bless you. Not that you are believing it's going to happen in the future, but right now you can actually sense that something has happened. Then lift your hand. And if God has touched you and you've lifted your hand, I want you to please come to the front. Come to me. I'm going to pray for you again. Only if you lifted your hand, please come. I'll pray for the others after. I pray for everybody. Because we are having a miracle healing night. If you lifted your hand, come quickly to this side here. Come all the way quickly. It's very important that you come. It's very important that you come. The Lord is healing.
You are the Lord.
You are the Lord.
That healeth me.
If God has touched you, come.
You are the Lord.
If God has touched you, come. Come from the back. Come from the side. Come from everywhere.
You sent your word.
Let him come. Oh, come to the front. If God has touched you, come. Come all the way. Come this way. I will pray for everybody. I will pray for others later. But if God has touched you tonight, you can see that something has happened. Then come. If God has not touched you, don't come. But if God has touched you, come. Very important. How many know that Jesus is doing many wonderful miracles? Come here, this lady. This one here. Amen. This one. Come. What happened to you? Come. This. She can walk. She cannot walk. She can walk now. What? She could. Huh?
I cannot walk alone about my arthritis.
And what has happened?
Good. Really good.
Wow, she could not walk alone. Walk, let's see. Walk, let's see. Wow. She could not walk alone, and she's walking. Why don't you give Jesus a mighty clap offering? Wow, look at her, how happy she is. Are you happy tonight?